Have you ever heard the term fake it till you make it? I've noticed recently that people are dogging that term. Like, who wants to be fake? Fake is a bad thing. And you know what? I take that a little bit personally because that was my motto in the beginning, probably even middle stages of my separation and divorce journey. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique five chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today we're going to talk about the idea of fake it till you make it. That was my motto during the first and probably middle part of my healing journey from my unwanted separation. I was introduced to it, though I'm sure I had heard it before, but I was introduced to the practice of doing this by the therapist that I started seeing while I was in the thick of this unwanted separation. I was a mess. I was crying all the time. I was really struggling. Of course, it was one of the worst phases of my life. And so I would go to this therapist and he would see me just continually breaking down and crying and just not knowing what to do with myself. And he said, you're going to have to fake it till you make it. You're going to have to fake caring about anything else. You're going to have to fake being okay in front of your son. You're going to have to fake wanting to eat, wanting to smile, wanting to laugh until you get to a point where you will want to do these things. And it made sense for me. It was like, okay, he gave me an assignment. He gave me like permission to not have to feel all these things, but understand that in society, in my life, and having to be around people, and of course, having to be around my son, I needed to pretend that I was okay. It didn't mean that I was okay. And by using the term fake it means to me that I knew that it wasn't real. I knew that I didn't have to really be feeling all those things. I just had to put on a better face for the people around me in certain situations. But I knew that it didn't mean I had to be feeling that way. I wonder if that is making sense to you. It gave me like a cover. It gave me permission to acknowledge and accept the pain and the hurt that I was going through, and still be able to mask it when I needed to for other people without invalidating it. That's how I see this phrase. That's how I see when someone tells you to fake it until you make it. I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't see it as you're pulling the wool over people's eyes. You're lying to people. I didn't see it that way because of the context of how I was using it. It was like a protection for myself. It was like a shield for me to be able to move forward in life and be a productive member of society, or actually be able to be out in public with other people and not look like the crazy zombie, emotionally unhinged person that I felt on the inside. So it was like a mask, but it was a very needed mask. And so it helped me a lot. I do still recommend, when I'm speaking and helping my women that are going through this, I still do use the fake it till you make it. I do suggest that to them because explaining it this way hopefully makes them understand. This gives you permission to feel and to acknowledge all of these things, that all of these things are okay to feel. they're not wrong. It's not bad. It's going to be part of the process. And you're not going to feel like this today, but you still do have to smile sometimes. You still do have to talk to people sometimes. You still have to show up at your son's events and be normal. So you fake being normal. These people don't know what's going on under you, and they don't really need to. You hopefully have your support system where you do not have to be faking in front of. And these people know you, and these people allow you to cry on their shoulder and to vent and to lean on them. And that's good. You have to have that too, of course. But when you are out in polite society, they don't have to know all your business. And you probably don't want them to know all your business. So it is okay to fake it. I feel very protective about that term. I brought this up at an event that I was at recently that I don't like, that it was upsetting to me that people were attacking this term just because it was so valuable to me during my journey. And she did give me an alternative to fake it, but I honestly don't even remember what it was. It was similar, but it supposedly took the sting out of the fake because it's such a bad connotation, apparently. But it didn't even stick in my mind because I don't want to change it, to be frank. I don't want to change it. This term means something to me. And I do believe that if you put it in the right context for your journey, that it's okay. It's okay to fake being happy. It's okay to fake being interested. It's okay to fake being okay, because you're not okay. You're going through one of the most painful, scary situations in your life. And I think that if you have to choose between faking it in front of people and ignoring it, then bro, trust me that faking it is absolutely the way to go. I think I'm going to leave it here for now. I just wanted to defend the phrase that really got me through a difficult time, and a phrase that I love. And I hope now you understand why I love it. And if you need to use it in the future, you have permission, and don't let anybody tell you different. And before I go, I just wanted to remind you that I do have a course that is now available. It's where you can embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate life post-separation. It's not just another course, it is a pivotal roadmap using my 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology with a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps. You'll discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. So don't miss out this opportunity to turn the page and start writing the new chapters of your life. The link with more details is going to be in the show notes. And with that, I'm going to leave you, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.